This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya wal mursaleen. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathiran kathira. From Babadu, my brothers and sisters, all kings have treasures and rings of security to guard them. But there is one king, the real king, Al-Malikul Haqq, who instead of guards appointed people to call others to take from his treasures. The more, the better. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who said about himself, فَتَعَالَى اللَّهُ الْمَلِكُ الْحَقُّ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْكَرِيمِ. So exalted be Allah, the true King, Al-Malik al-Haq. La ilaha illahu, none has the right to be worshipped but He, the Rabb of the Supreme Throne. This is our Rabb, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about His treasures. On the authority of Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu anhu, from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from His Rabb, Jalla Jalaluhu, which means this is a hadith Qudsi, that He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O my slaves, I have forbidden zulm, oppression, on myself, and I have made it forbidden amongst you. So do not oppress one another. O my slaves, all of you are astray except those whom I have guided. So seek guidance from me and I will guide you. O my slaves, all of you are hungry except those whom I have fed. So seek food from me and I will feed you. O my slaves, all of you are naked except those whom I have clothed. So seek clothing from me and I will clothe you. O my slaves, you commit sins by day and by night, and I forgive all sins. So seek forgiveness from me and I will forgive you. O my slaves, you will not be able to harm me or benefit me. O my slaves, if the first of you and the last of you and the human of you and the jinn of you were all as pious as the most pious heart of any individual among you, then this would not increase my kingdom an iota. O my slaves, if the first of you and the last of you and the humans of you and the jinn of you were all as wicked as the most wicked heart of any individual among you, then this would not decrease my kingdom one iota. O my slaves, if the first of you and the last of you and the humans of you and the jinns of you were all to stand together in one place and ask of me, and if I were to give everyone what he asked, that would not decrease what I possess, except what is decreased of the ocean when a needle is dipped into it. O my slaves, it is but your deeds that I account for you and then recompense you for. So who finds good, let him praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he who finds other than that, let him blame no one but himself. And this is a Sahih Hadith, Hadith Qudsi in Muslim. My brothers and sisters, today is the last Friday of Ramadan al-Kareem. The whole month has almost finished. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us many more Ramadan in good iman, health, wealth, time and energy. But for some of us, this will be the last Ramadan of their lives. Except that we don't know that. We don't know that. Let us treat what remains of Ramadan as the incredible wealth that it is, and use it to change our lives in this world and thereby our destination in the Akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Which means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O my ibadi, O my slaves, who have transgressed against themselves by committing sins, do not despair of the mercy of Allah. Verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all sins. Truly, He is oft forgiving, most merciful. What can we say about our Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu, who calls those who spend their whole lives disobeying him, challenging him, denying him and angering him, my slaves. He does not distance them. He does not throw them away. He does not reject them. He calls them my slaves. He gathers them to himself. Jalla Jalalu. And then he tells us not to despair of his mercy, but to seek his forgiveness, which he promised to give us. What are we waiting for? What are we waiting for? Let's do it now. Right now. I remind myself in you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us opportunities to return to him, but does not force anybody. We get to write our own destiny, because then we will not be able to blame anyone else. Choose wisely. I remind myself and you, let us choose wisely, because it is forever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us the way that leads to his pleasure and mercy. وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ وَأَعَدَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي تَحْتَهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. And the first to embrace Islam of the Muhajirun, those who migrated from Makkah to Medina, or who migrated to Medina from wherever, and the Ansar, the supporters, the people who supported the Muhajirun in Makkah, and also those who followed them exactly in Ihsan, in faith. Allah is well pleased with them as they are well pleased with Him, Jalla Shanu. He has prepared for them gardens under which rivers flow, which is Jannah, to dwell therein forever. That is supreme success. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created an amazing generation of people who were the blessed companions of Rasulullah, who learned Islam from him and practiced it in a way that earned them the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In his infinite mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left the door open whereby those who came after that blessed first generation can still hope to be with them when we all meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. The Sahaba are the gold standard against which all subsequent generations will be judged. Those who follow them as closely as possible will be with them. Those who reject them will themselves be rejected. The choice is ours about who we want to be raised with. Narrated Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, a man asked Rasulullah about the hour, which is the Day of Judgment, saying, when will the hour be? Rasulullah asked him, what have you prepared for it? The man said nothing, except that I love Allah and his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah said, you will be with those you love. You will be with those whom you love. Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu says, we had never been so happy as we were on hearing those words of Rasulullah. That is, you will be with those whom you love. Because they all loved Allah. They all loved Rasulullah. And then he continues, he says, therefore I love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I love Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhu, and I hope that I will be with them because of my love for them, though my deeds are not like theirs. This is typical of the statements of the Sahaba. Like the Sahabi in this hadith, which is in Bukhari, he said, I have done nothing for the Akhirah. This is a statement of humility. It's a statement of tawadu. It's a statement of a person who is not self-righteous, who does not think that he has done something very great. They spend their whole life doing only what Allah ordered them to do, and still they seek forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they know that Allah is not dependent and Allah does not need our deeds. So don't take the statement literally. Especially today, when we have problems with the fundamentals of our faith, which is fulfilling the faraid, fulfilling what is obligatory, and keeping away from the haram. Our earnings, the food we eat, our salah, our zakat, everything is questionable. And that is why we need to be very, very careful and warn ourselves. The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah must be understood in context, because it is unlike the love of anyone and anything else. It is not singing of anashid, of devotional songs and khawalis and ghazals, or making passionate speeches all the while disobeying Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and destroying the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Calling yourself Ashiqa Rasul, calling yourself Ashiqa Ashiqa Allah does not make any difference. To love Allah is to obey Him without question. And to love Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is to emulate him, make his ittiba in everything we say and do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us how we can become beloved to him. And that is by emulating Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by following his sunnah, by making his ittiba. Not only that. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. In Surah Al-Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to mankind, announce to the whole world, if you really love Allah, then follow me, emulate me, make my ittiba. Then what will happen? Then Allah will love you and forgive your sins. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is oft forgiving and most merciful. The boundary condition of Allah loving the person is that Allah will forgive their sins. Imagine what is going to be the fate of that person on the Day of Judgment when he meets Allah. Because this is a person who Allah loves. Without obedience, which is ita'at, and without emulation, which is ittiba, there is no love for Allah or Rasulullah ﷺ, no matter what claim we may make. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is infinite and boundless, but it is for those who obey Him and follow His Messenger ﷺ, who He sent to be obeyed and emulated. That is the condition. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu reported that Rasulullah ﷺ said, verily, I know who will be the last to come out of Jahannam and the last to enter Jannah. He is a man who will come out of Jahannam crawling. Allah will say to him, Jalla Jalaluhu, go and enter Jannah. The man will go, but he will imagine that Jannah is full. So he will return and he will say, oh my Rabb, I have found it full. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, go and enter Jannah. And you will have as much as the world from which you came and 10 times more. What he will have as much as this whole earth and everything it contains, and multiply by 10 and 10 times more. The man will say, he's so astonished. He says, my Rabb, Jalla Jalaluhu, do you mock me or you laugh at me while you are the king? And this is in Bukhari and Muslim. Rasulullah said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala laughed when the man said this. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Jannah without hisab, without accounting. That is the day we must prepare for, and for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this opportunity in Ramadan al-Kareem. Let us make the most of what remains. Let us own up our sins, seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pardon, and make the intention to change our lives. Istighfar and tawbah. Pardon and change, and turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another hadith narrated Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, Rasulullah said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I am just as my slave thinks I am. Ana inda zanni abdi bi. I am for my slave as he thinks I am. That is, I am able to do for him what he thinks I can do for him. And I am with him if he remembers me. If he remembers me in himself, I too remember him in myself. And if he remembers me in a group of people, I remember him in a group of people, in a group that is better than his group. And if he comes one span, which is this much, nearer to me, I go one cubit nearer to him. And if he comes one cubit nearer to me, I go a distance of 2 outstretched arms nearer to him. And if he comes to me walking, I go to him running. And this is in Bukhari. How beautiful, how beautiful, how merciful is our Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu. See the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who loves to forgive. All we need to do is to stop being arrogant and stop defying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and repent and turn towards Him. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, Rasulullah said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, a slave committed a sin. And he said, oh Allah, forgive my sin. And Allah said, my slave committed a sin. And then he realized that he has a Rabb who forgives the sins and punishes for the sin. He can forgive and he can punish. The man again committed a sin after some time and said, my Rabb, forgive my sin. And Allah says, my slave committed a sin then he realizes that he has a Rabb who forgives his sin and punishes for the sin if he wishes. He again committed a sin. For a third time, he said, "My Rabb, forgive me." He seeks forgiveness, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "My slave has committed a sin," and then realizes that he has a Rabb who forgives the sin, or maybe takes him to account for the sin. I grant him forgiveness. I grant forgiveness to my slave. Let him do whatever he likes. This is in Bukhari and Muslim. Please note, the last sentence, "let him do whatever he likes," means that as long as he keeps asking for forgiveness after the commission of sins and repents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him, because the repentance eliminates previous sins. This does not mean that we are free to commit sins, no. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if anyone constantly seeks pardon from Allah, if somebody continuously makes istighfar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will appoint for him a way out of every distress and a relief from every anxiety, and will provide sustenance for him from where he does not expect. Doors will open for him where he did not expect any doors to be there. That is why the importance of istighfar, the importance of seeking forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is in Sunan Abi Dawud. Shaddad bin Aws radiallahu anhu said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best dua for seeking forgiveness, which is Sayyidul Istighfar, is to say, Allahumma anta rabbi, la ilaha illa ant, khalaqtani wa ana abduk, wa ana ala ahdik, wa wa'adik mastata'tu, a'udhu bika min sharri ma sana'tu, abu laka bi ni'matika alayya, wa abu bi dhanbi faqfir li, fa innahu la yaghfiru dhunuba illa ant. O Allah, you are my Rabb. There is no one worthy of worship except you. You have created me and I am your slave, and I hold to your covenant as far as I can. I seek refuge in you from the evil of what I have done. I acknowledge the favors that you have bestowed upon me, and I confess my sins. Pardon me, for none but you has the power to pardon. He who makes this dua, Rabbi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who makes this dua during the day with firm belief in it, and dies on the same day before the evening, he will be one of the dwellers of Jannah. And if anyone makes this dua at night with firm belief in it and dies before the morning, he or she will be one of the dwellers of Jannah. And this is in Al-Bukhari. Let us make it a habit of ours to make this dua morning and evening, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us what he promised to give us, inshallah. Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu said, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O son of Adam, I shall go on forgiving you so long as you pray to me, meaning so long as you do not join partners with me, and aspire for my forgiveness, means as long as you keep making istighfar, whatever may be your sins. O son of Adam, I do not care even if your sins pile up to the sky, and if you beg pardon of me, I will forgive you. O son of Adam, if you come to me with an earth full of sins and meet me not associating anything with me in my worship, I will certainly grant you as much pardon as will fill the earth. And this is in At-Tirmidhi. See the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the end of Ramadan, I want to remind you and myself of the mercy and forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in another hadith in Abi Dawud, I guarantee a house in Jannah for one who gives up arguing even if he is right. And I guarantee a house in the middle of Jannah for one who abandons lying even for the sake of fun. And I guarantee a house in the highest part of Jannah for the one who has good manners. And as I said, this is in Sunan Abi Dawud. However, there are some things which prevent us from going to Jannah. It is essential to get rid of these things if we have them in our lives. Abu Hurairah radhiyallahu anhu said in a hadith in Abi Dawud, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is not lawful, it is not permitted, it is not halal, it is not jais for a Muslim to forsake, to leave, to turn away from, to make as an enemy, not to say salam. It is not lawful for a Muslim to forsake his Muslim brother beyond 3 days. And whoever does so for more than 3 days and dies will certainly enter Jahannam. This is as serious as that. Not forgiving each other, carrying grudges, carrying garbage in the heart about each other can lead to Jahannam. Let us be very careful and forgive everybody. Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu anhu reported that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the merciful, yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalla, the merciful meaning people who are merciful. Those people who are merciful will be shown mercy by the most merciful, by the Arhamur Rahimin. Be merciful to those on the earth, and the one in the heavens will have mercy upon you. And this is in Tirmidhi. Abdul Rahman ibn Awf radiallahu anhu said, Rasulullah said, there are three things concerning which the one in whose hand is the soul of Muhammad I would certainly swear an oath. Number one, wealth does not decrease because of charity. So give charity. Number two, no man pardons another for some mistreatment, seeking thereby the pleasure of Allah, but Allah will raise him in status because of that. And no one asks from people, no one begs, but Allah will increase him in poverty. And this is in Musnad Ahmad. As we draw to the close of Ramadan al-Kareem, let us reflect and introspect on our lives and rid them of all attitudes and choices and actions that displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and bring our lives on to the blessed sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us decide for ourselves that one day we will die and be called before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is when we will realize the cost of pleasing those who we tried to please at the expense of the displeasure of Allah. But that realization will not benefit us then. We must realize it now and change our lives so that on that day we will not have any regrets. Let us remember that believing in Allah is to believe in His promises and in the meeting with Him, and to live according to that belief. To believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to obey and emulate Him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Without this, our belief in Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is open to question. On that day, it is our actions, our bodies, our limbs, our skins that will speak, not our tongues. All our clever excuses and theories will vanish like the mist vanishes when the sun rises. Let us live our lives such that when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will be the best day of our lives, inshallah. That means we must change today, now, here, while we still have time. Tomorrow will be too late. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with you and to grant you Jannatul Firdaus when you meet Him, and to give you a beautiful Hayatun Tayyibah, a beautiful life in this world while you are in this world, and to make this Ramadan the best of your lives, inshallah, and to give you the best reward for this Ramadan, best reward yet for this Ramadan. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahmar rahimin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.